Well, would you look at that? It must be my lucky day. A human male washed up to shore, like a present for me. All that's missing is the bow. Oh, he looks so soft and defenseless. No scales anywhere. Absolutely adorable. I wonder if he's single. I hope he is, but I guess it doesn't matter now. He's mine either way. All mine. Mine, mine, mine. Look at those legs. He has actual legs instead of a tail like mine. That's so exotic. And his hair feels so soft. I could caress this all day. And his skin is so warm. He's warm-blooded, right? It must be nice to not have to rely on the environment for warmth. It lets you feel all warm like this. Oh, finally waking up, are you? You can sleep a bit longer. Don't worry. I'll keep watch and make sure no predators harm you. You might as well rely on me, since it doesn't look like you have any claws or fangs or anything like that to defend yourself, even if you were awake. Sorry about touching you like that when you were asleep, by the way. I was just checking your pulse to make sure that you're alive. I promise. I'm glad to see it looks like you aren't hurt anywhere, though. I don't think a delicate thing like you would last very long on this island, even without any injuries. But with? Well, honey, you wouldn't last a day. But let me introduce myself. My name is Saya. I'm a Lamia girl. I'm kind of like you. Above the waist, anyway. My bottom part is just like a snake's. So I find it fascinating how different you are. Especially below the waist. So, aren't you going to introduce yourself? Tell me your name? How you washed up to this remote little island? Oh, honey, you're freezing up. Just like a statue. I get it. I understand. You're scared. I mean, who wouldn't be? When they're in the front of a big, scary Lamia girl, all alone, without a single other soul for miles and miles. You could scream as loud as you want, and no one would hear it. No one would help you. I don't blame you for being so stunned. And stunned is underselling it a bit here, sweetie. I don't think I could paralyze you more if I injected my venom into you. You know, I think a scared little human boy such as yourself could do with a little hug. Here, let me wrap my tail around you. If you don't want it, just move a muscle for me, okay, sweetie? Well, then, if you don't protest, then here I go. Wow. You're so warm. So, so, so warm. You give off such precious heat. You know it could get pretty cold at night here on this island. I bet you could keep me warm at night. So are you going to introduce yourself now? Or are you still too scared to even say anything? Well, I get the picture. I can smell the fear on you. I can smell the sweat dripping down your skin. Your heavy breathing gives it away as well. You don't exactly need to be perceptive to figure out your state of mind. But don't worry. I'm not going to hurt you. I'd never hurt you, silly. How could I hurt you? You're the only other person on this island. And more specifically, you're the only man on this island. So, I'm really happy to see you, and I'm not going to let anything hurt you. I'll keep you safe from all the big scary beasts on this island, of which there are a lot, I might add. There's no shortage of creatures here that would want to eat you. Wolves, giant crabs, crocodiles. This place is just one big hellhole that'll swallow up sweet little human boys like you. But if you just stick with me and behave yourself, then I'll make sure you don't have to worry about any of that. All right? So are you going to tell me anything about yourself yet? It's fine. It's fine. Here, let me help you. I can ask you a few questions as prompts. Let's see. What's your name? How old are you? What's your favorite animal? It's snakes, right? I mean, who doesn't like snakes? What's your idea of a romantic date? Do you like your girls weak or strong? Or maybe both? Or does it just depend on your mood? If someone keeps you up, how long can you go without sleep? Do you believe in waiting until marriage? How many children do you want? Theoretically speaking, assuming you were starting a new family, and how picky are you with names? Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry, I didn't realize how forward I was being. I hope you can forgive me. But that's how it is with the kind of Lamia I am. I mean, you can see the white scales and red eyes, right? I don't think anyone would expect anything more from a Shido Hebi. You look a bit puzzled. Well, finally an expression other than fear, at least. I'll explain it to you. So, I am a Shido Hebi. It's like a subset of Lamias. Well, maybe that's not the right word. It's sort of like albinism? Except albinism doesn't affect the personality. Okay, let's go back to step one here. So, every once in a while, what would be a normal Lamia is born as a Shido Hebi. They get an appearance much like mine. But the thing is, the Lamias who are born as a Shido Hebi are all born with a certain personality trait. We're romantically obsessive, possessive, quickly willing to resort to violence or other extreme measures to secure our romantic interest. We're quite devoted, though, so at least there's that. But as you can see, such an obsessive person could really cause problems for society. No one wants their neighbor to bury them just because they like the same man, after all. So that's why I'm here. On this remote island so far from civilization. We all get banished to faraway islands like this one so that we don't cause problems for civilized society. But whatever. What have they ever done for me? I don't need them. But you're different. I need you. I need you to be mine. To be my mate. And you know what? You need me right back. My eyes aren't the best, necessarily. But even I can see without a doubt just how much you need me. I know I mentioned before how you don't have any claws or fangs, but honey, now that I've gotten a better look at you, I don't think you even have much muscle. I don't know what the norm is for humans, but on this island, you won't be able to hunt much with that. And I don't see that you have any of those tools on you either. The thing that humans are so famous for. But that's okay, because you have me. I could hunt for the both of us. I could even make sure to change it up a bit so you don't get tired of eating the same thing all the time. You know, I can hunt crabs one day and boars the other. You can trust in me completely. All you have to do is be a good little boy and be my mate. So what do you say? I mean, even if you could hunt, do you know anything about harvesting the materials? Do you know how to gut a fish? Or skin a rabbit? Even hunting aside, you won't be able to get much food. Do you even know which plants are edible and which are poisonous? Why, I don't think you'd even be able to get to them safely. Every vine here could be a snake. But you've got your solution to all your problems right here. Me! So, won't you be my mate? I'm asking politely, though I admit it's not like you have a choice. I'm not saying that I'm forcing you, because believe me, I'm not. But sweetie, what are you going to do without me? You don't even have any shelter. But I do. You could share mine. We could share so many things together. There's so much I could give you. And, judging from what I'm feeling against my tail, there's so much you want from me. You know, normally Ishido Hebi would just take her mate by force. Or husband, as you might call it. It's all the same to me what we call it. But I'm restraining myself so much by being this polite and considerate. I mean, I just want to gobble you all up. Figuratively, of course. So do me a solid and just accept me. It's going to get dark soon, you know. You humans can't see very well in the dark, can you? Honey, you wouldn't fare very well even in the day, much less the night. It's a shame you don't have a sense of smell as good as mine. It comes in handy during the night, since smell doesn't care about the light, obviously. And of course, lots of other creatures here have senses of smell that are just as good as mine. The kind of creatures that want to gobble you up. Literally. In fact, I smell a few creatures nearby. Nothing I can't handle, obviously. They're too scared of my scent to even get close. But to you? Why, you just smell like a defenseless treat. So easy to eat. A free meal. Maybe I should get my scent all over you? To protect you? I don't suppose you know a good way we can accomplish that. Listen, sweetheart. It's really cute how you're too intimidated to do anything but breathe. Believe me, you've won me over. My pupils are basically hearts. But I've told you so much about myself. I've been pouring my heart out to you, offering you everything you need, and you still haven't even told me your name yet? Don't you think it's time you open up a little? Now, let me ask you again. What is your name? Good. Good. That's a wonderful, lovely name. A cute name befitting a cute human. Now, I'd like to ask you a few more questions. And I'll try to move a bit slower than my earlier prompts. I know I kind of got carried away there. Hopefully I won't overwhelm you as much this time. But we still need to get through them before nightfall. So then, here's my next question. Do you feel safe?